LC3 Adventures in the 21st Century. Listen to five people talking about their adventures. Take care, there are two questions on Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner. While listening, tick the correct ending, A, B, or C. Only one answer is correct. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task. Zero.
Hello, I'm Ed Stafford from the UK. I walked along the Amazon River in Brazil. It took 24 months. I was very lucky. I didn't get bitten by any snakes or crocodiles, but by loads of mosquitoes. I often stayed quite hungry. I lived on nuts and fruit, and I had to use a radio to ask people for help. I also wrote a blog to try and inform the world more about the rainforest being in such danger.
One.
Hi, I'm Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner, and I'm from Austria. I've climbed all the world's mountains over 8,000 meters. I love climbing when it's cold and stormy. I started climbing when I was a teenager. After school, I became a nurse. I use the fact that I am known as a climber to help poor children in Nepal.
Two.
Hello, my name is Megan McGrath and I'm from Canada. I have climbed mountains and I have also ran races in the desert. One of my favorite trips was a skiing trip to the South Pole. There, I pulled my own tent and food and skied through terrible snowstorms for 40 days.
Three.
My name is Eric Weinmeier. I live in the United States. Even though I am blind, I have climbed mountains and even ridden my bike through deserts. My goal is to help other people have active lives. As part of that goal, I have taken groups of young blind people climbing in the mountains of Nepal.
Four.
Hi, my name is Katharina Streit. I'm from Germany. Recently, I crossed the Atlantic in a rowboat with three other women. I had only started rowing 2 years before the start of our adventure. One of the things I was most afraid of were the storms and the big waves that came with them. To cross the Atlantic, we needed 42 days, and the best male team needed 32 days.
Zero.
Hello, I'm Ed Stafford from the UK. I walked along the Amazon River in Brazil. It took 24 months. I was very lucky. I didn't get bitten by any snakes or crocodiles, but by loads of mosquitoes. I often stayed quite hungry. I lived on nuts and fruit, and I had to use a radio to ask people for help. I also wrote a blog to try and inform the world more about the rainforest being in such danger.
One.
Hi, I'm Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner, and I'm from Austria. I've climbed all the world's mountains over 8,000 meters. I love climbing when it's cold and stormy. I started climbing when I was a teenager. After school, I became a nurse. I use the fact that I am known as a climber to help poor children in Nepal.
Two.
Hello, my name is Megan McGrath and I'm from Canada. I have climbed mountains and I have also ran races in the desert. One of my favorite trips was a skiing trip to the South Pole. There, I pulled my own tent and food and skied through terrible snowstorms for 40 days.
Three.
My name is Eric Weinmeier. I live in the United States. Even though I am blind, I have climbed mountains and even ridden my bike through deserts. My goal is to help other people have active lives. As part of that goal, I have taken groups of young blind people climbing in the mountains of Nepal.
Four.
Hi, my name is Katharina Streit. I'm from Germany. Recently, I crossed the Atlantic in a rowboat with three other women. I had only started rowing 2 years before the start of our adventure. One of the things I was most afraid of were the storms and the big waves that came with them. To cross the Atlantic, we needed 42 days, and the best male team needed 32 days